You would be drinking it just to know what it tastes like. What's my stuff taste like? Gross.
Oh, you don't want me to have boobs. It'd be cleavage all day. And
we say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Girl.
I can't even with you right now. I said that to somebody the other day.
What does that mean? I can't even with you right now?
I can't even with you right now. I've had it on my mind ever since we started talking about Jack Black the other day because Jack Black has like a similar line in Jumanji. And what, like Mara was frustrating. My daughter was like frustrating me. And I was like, girl, I can't even right now.
I can't She's like, even
what did
right
you
now.
Just say to me?
God, I wish sometimes I had kids so I can talk to them like that. You know
so
what I mean?
Say random stuff and have them just be like, don't ever say those words in that order to me ever again.
Yeah, well, I can't say stuff like that to Wylene. You know?
Could. I mean, well, it wouldn't the look make on her sense. Face.
The look on her face would be awful. Like, how dare you say that to me?
Oh, I can't even right now. Get out of my
face. I'm going to write that down.
Out of my face. She'll love it. She'll think it's really cute and then tell her that I taught it to you.
Okay.
And then
I'll have her represent you tonight at that party.
She could just go up to somebody's face. Girl, I can't even with you right now.
We have a party to go to tonight, and Molly can't make it. Boo. So maybe I'll just tell everybody that, you know, the sweet Wylene is Molly. And then what I'll do is every now and then I'll slap her butt and I'll give her a big kiss on the lips.
Get the whole room talking. They're like, I mean, I knew Party and Molly were friends, but I didn't realize that they were that kind of friends.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
that'll definitely
quick.
Get her saying that, girl. Yeah, I can't even with you right now. I
can't even with you right now. All right, here's the gig. This is how you get to us. BPScrasher@gmail.com. And also you can text us or leave a message, voice message, whichever you like to do at 402-915-0962. I guess the difference between there is a thin line between Costco and Sam's Club.
Yes.
There really is. There's the Sam's Club people and there are the Costco people.
Yeah. And they're not the same.
No, they are not the same.
No.
I know that. But we got some emails and texts. We got a text from Katie saying that Sam's wins solely because of the scan and go. It blows my mind that Costco doesn't have it at all. And I'll never go there until they do. I love you guys. You guys don't have the scan and go?
No, we have self-checkout.
Oh, God. Scan and go. Do you know what the scan and go is? You know what the scan
is? Yes, I've watched the commercials.
Yes, it's amazing. Now you don't even have to scan. Molly, you can just walk through, and it has this big, giant, I don't even know what you call it, but you walk through it, and then it checks all your food immediately. That's normally you have to check a receipt. Do you guys have to check receipts there? It checks it on its own. That's Sam's.
I know, but I like the people. When they check your receipts, I like it. They'll look at your cart, check out what's up in your cart. And then if they see you have a kid, they'll flip it over and make a smiley face or sometimes a drawing for the kids.
Gross. Really?
It's cute. It's super cute. It's that extra something special that you get at Costco because they care because they're people, not machines.
Because I have to, from time to time, talk to those people as well because I get liquor. You can't just walk through with liquor, you know, so they all know me well. All right. We got a seashell from the email bpscrasher@gmail.com. Costco chicken bake from the food court is actually really good. It's a cross between a calzone and a hot pocket. If that sounds good to you, I would give it a try. I can't do that, but Clint did email a long message saying he thinks that I can walk through the customer service side.
Okay.
And get into the cafeteria, whatever you call it, the food court.
Right.
And still be able to get some of the goods.
That used to be how it was. And I mean, Clint, please correct me because obviously like city to city, store to store, it's different.
Sure.
Like at my store in Chicago, they have really clamped down. And it used to be that you could just walk into customer service and head your butt over to the food court and you didn't have to worry at all. Now they're not letting that happen as much. I don't know if people were taking advantage, you know, of all of a sudden they saw an uptick with, you know, the economy, that people were just like walking in to get a $1.50 hot dog and drink. Why? And they weren't.
Yeah. Why not? I guess.
Because you're offsetting that with your membership, you know, fees. I mean, think about that. Like, we're paying membership fees. Like, this isn't a free membership. This isn't like something, you know, like I signed up for this. I pay every year to get access to these.
And that's
deals.
Another thing. You're more expensive.
Yeah, we are. We're worth it.
You guys are more expensive than us Sam's Club people.
Like I said, we're a better class of thrifters.
Oh, don't even say that. Don't even say that. You've just offended
all those Westo retirees. I mean,
I was there today.
My uncle was just asking my aunt the other day. He's like, hey, yeah, we'll go for a walk around Costco. I mean, that is like what they do. Like, let's do an afternoon.
It's
go
exercise.
Walk around Costco. Yeah,
it's exercise. You know? I mean, I was there today, grabbed a, you know, quick slice of pizza. It was a lady complaining right before me because she was there the day before. And she said that she only paid $1.38 yesterday.
Okay.
Because the price was doubled for her two hot dogs. For some reason in her head, she couldn't get down the fact that yesterday she ordered one hot dog. Today she's ordering two.
Oh, boy.
That's Sam's Club people for you.
Oh, my God. No, that's math in America for you. They're like, no, twice as much shouldn't cost twice as much. You're like, it does. It literally, like, that is baked into that equation.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4. You're like, well, it shouldn't.
I know. The look on that poor lady's face was pure confusion, because then the lady was asking about how you guys aren't going to ever raise your prices, are you? I don't know where this woman came from. It's like a new human. It was really weird.
And there you are, just waiting, your like arms crossed, tapping. No. You're like, you're standing between me and my lunch.
I made fun of her. We both made fun of her as I got my order. And then I moved on, of course. But
I'm sure nothing like that ever happens at Costco. I'm sure everyone plays the game.
No, quit. Yeah, sure.
Costco's better.
And if you're just tuning in to the podcast, this is all we talk about at Sam's Club. Costco, it's the new big podcast in the country.
It's the hot new podcast. It's called Warehouse Talk. What? I can't even with you right now.
I can't even with you right now either. All right. Here's the gig. Molly, today's national, what is it? Pet Day. So you need to spend some good solid time with Murray.
I've got a little treat for you then.
You got a treat?
For National Pet Day. Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I lined up a little something special for you.
Okay.
So there's a fun little news story. It's coming out of Alaska. They're getting ready for a volcano to erupt somewhere west of Anchorage.
Okay.
So everybody's trying to scramble and get their PPE, you know, their personal protective gear or equipment. Well, they're also working on a different kind of PPE, and that is their pet protection equipment. They have been getting their dogs outfitted with what they'll need when if a volcano happens. Can you show P1?
Yeah, let me see that one. Oh, my God.
They're called doggles. The PPE,
I love those things.
The personal protective equipment and pet protective equipment. So people are outfitting their dogs in like hoodies and booties and goggles on account of the fact that they want to protect them from breathing in any of that stuff. Can you show through the P2?
I have Tequila and Remy both have those shoes.
For winter,
I just need
right?
the goggles now. Yeah, for winter time. Yeah. What is that? He's got a, what is that on his face? The dog face.
It's got ski goggles mask.
And he's got a COVID mask.
Yes.
This is not real.
Ventilator mask. I mean, you really have to love your pet, because that's the thing is that, you know, you want to, they were talking about for humans, you'll need this because you're going to be breathing in the ash.
Yeah. Right? From the, is this a volcano?
Yeah. This is a volcano that's supposed to happen outside of Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh.
And so they've been telling people, like, you're going to need this stuff so you're not breathing in all of this soot and everything from the volcano. So people have obviously been like crazy dog people like you guys are, and went ahead and got like all this gear for their dog. Like, there are people that probably don't have this much gear ready for this
probably
volcano.
Not, yeah.
And I'll tell you who definitely doesn't have any of that gear, cats.
Yeah. God, you're right. I would love to see a cat though wearing those ski goggle type things and a mask. That'd just be adorable.
Oh my God, the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, it might be possible because my last little picture for you is something fun that I saw out to dinner last night. Apparently there's an eye care for animals clinic.
It's real. Yes. They have them everywhere. They really do.
Eye care for animals.
Yes. Do you know how that works?
No. How?
Yes. You take your dog in or your cat in, right? And there's a chart.
How are they reading the chart? Bark if you see the letter A. I mean, like, because the kids and I have talked about this because we think that Murray is getting a little nearsighted.
And, yeah. So what they would do for Murray is put a photo of a, like a barking, attacking dog. And if Murray reacts to that, then his eyes are a certain level. Just depends on how fast it is. And then they'll play barking sounds, like attack sounds.
Yeah. I want to go see this so badly. I still want to take my cat in for free and just be like, listen, this is for journalistic research. Can you just check my cats? And I want the kids to be there so they can see this. So basically you're telling me they show them a terrifying photo and they just keep moving it closer until they can see it. And then once they get scared and run away, then that's the moment they're like, your cat needs glasses.
Yes. Or contacts.
Yeah. Who's putting the glasses on the cat? Like, I get that your animals lose their vision, right? They're animals, just like we're animals. Sure. And stuff happens when you get
glaucoma.
Older.
Yeah, they get all that stuff.
But,
you know,
we all, like, we're using it because we're doing things like reading.
Yes.
Operating.
All right, I didn't get full disclosure. Everything I said was BS. Okay. Hook, line, and sinker. You believed it all.
How could you not?
No, basically, the pet. Show me that photo one more time, Gracie, please.
I care for animals.
I care. EYECARE for animals. Basically, this is what an I care for animals is. It's like a hospital. So if your dog gets needs glaucoma surgery or something like that. But if he gets eye problems, something in his eye gets all pussy and stuff like that. These guys are specialists that are probably better than veterinarians when it comes to that. Or maybe they are vets. No, which one do you believe? The one where the eyes are pussy and they need help, or the ones that they're like staring at the opposite animal?
I can't tell anymore. You lie so well. I can't tell. You know what actually seems more believable? The scary cat photo where they just keep bringing it closer and closer until a cat gets scared and runs away. That seems far more believable to me than your doctor tells you. You're like, your dog has glaucoma. Like, get him some...
If they get eye sicknesses and stuff like that, just like humans, that's all it is, really. Maybe it's a ripoff. Now, I don't want to say it's a ripoff because maybe a vet can handle that, and I'm sure they can. Somebody else that's going, maybe we can get them in on eye meds. I mean, I don't know.
All I'm saying is...
I knew you thought that's what it was. I knew you did.
Oh my God. No, because it is eye care. It's eye care for animals. Yes. It literally says that. And they're not talking about human animals. They're talking about animals. So like what? I'm bringing my tortoise in and I'm like, guess what?
Yes.
I think Terry the tortoise is having a little bit of problem seeing his green leaf. I think that, and they're like, let's go ahead and show a scary bear photo and keep bringing it closer and closer to Terry until he gets so scared, he goes back into his shell.
Speaking of tortoises and turtles, yesterday the Uber Lost and Found list came out.
I love it.
Yeah, this is great. The list is pretty nutty. The most common possessions left in the back of vehicles were like keys, wallets, phones, a whopping 1.7 million phones and Androids stranded in Uber rides last year. 1.7 million phones
were lost. A lot of nervous people
left behind. The weird stuff that came out is a pet turtle. Someone left their pet turtle.
How do you leave your pet turtle behind? Well, I got everything I needed.
175 burgers.
Wow.
How strange is that?
That might be an intern like coming back with an order for like a big thing and they just left a bag in there. But yeah, that seems a bit extreme.
Yeah, maybe it was in a trunk and he ran off. I don't know. Ozempic. Someone left their Ozempic. Oh,
not
boy.
Not for long. that Uber driver's like, wait a minute, doesn't this need to be refrigerated?
Yeah. All right. Also, a divorce agreement.
Oh, can you imagine leaving that, long? That might not be an accident.
What do you mean?
I mean, so if you didn't want to sign it and you were like, I lost it. I don't know. I don't know, party. I don't know where the divorce agreement went to. I know you and Wylene want to go run off and get married real quick, but I can't find it. Sorry. You're like, oh, wow. Plus America. I'll FedEx you over another copy. It might not make it.
A Viking drinking horn.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Wouldn't that be fun to have?
Yeah.
When that's I saw one of those that on there, I was like, I want a Viking drinking horn. I just like the name of it. Viking drinking horn.
It would be neat because you'd have to have a cool holder for it.
Mm-hmm.
On account of the fact that it's one of those, it's along the lines of one of those glasses that you can't set down until you finish, whatever those are. I mean,
well, you would drink it like this, like that, because it'd be a horn.
Right, but you could never set it down, is my point.
No, why would you ever want to set it down? It's cool.
Well, if you want to, like, just sip your drink and not chug it like, we are a Viking and we just did this.
Yes, we are Vikings.
I am mad.
Also, looks like a chainsaw, and then breast milk. What does breast milk taste like?
I don't know. What? I don't
know. You ever tasted your own breast milk when you were?
No.
When you were? I thought you were supposed to put it on your arm and taste it.
No, like you like check if it's warm. You don't have to taste it because you put it on the inside of your wrist, and that's like basically the most sensitive part of your body.
Okay.
You would be drinking it just to know what it tastes like. What's my stuff taste like? Gross.
Oh, you don't want me to have boobs. It'd be cleavage all day. And
you do. What's standing in your way now?
I would be a slut if I was a woman. I'm sorry. I would dress so dirty and naughty. Butt cheeks. I don't even care what I look like. I can look like a total mess. People would be looking at me and judging. It would be awesome.
So it's like you so it's like you now, only you'd be a woman.
Oh, yes. You'd see me coming. You'd definitely see me coming.
Look at this. He doesn't care how he dresses. He's got his booty hanging out. He's got his chest. Look at those Hershey Kiss nipples. It's on full display for the whole world to see.
Yes.
Sick.
I'd wear my sexy underwear on the outside. Oh. That would look great.
Wow. You're like, I really wish it weren't laundry day and we didn't have to see all of the ickney.
Anyway, there's your list right there from the Uber people. They had a sweet little thing that had a pop-up in New York because I think New York's the number one place. I believe it's New York. But anyway, they had a pop-up and so everybody can go check out all the weird stuff that was left behind.
Oh, like they do like a little display of like.
Yeah, it was a display in a big old truck. It was kind of cool, you know.
There was one year where somebody left behind like a prosthetic.
Yeah.
And it was kind of one of those like, how do you leave your prosthetic behind?
God, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, there's just certain things where I get phone. I get like, I mean, you know, breast milk, that kind of stuff. But like chainsaw, like how do you just be like, I forgot, hey. And that, like, how do you make that call? Like, yeah, I was just in Brad's Toyota Camry. And I left my chainsaw in the back seat. Like, really? Yeah, Brad didn't notice?
I don't, in order for them to do that pop-up, I don't think they gave it back to these people. No one reclaimed it.
Some of it they probably don't.
You know? Yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure phones and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't have 1.7 million phones hanging out there. People are coming back for that for sure.
Yeah, you bet they are. But there's your list.
Well, in time for the weekend, I came across a list. This was so heartwarming to me. They came out with a list of the best frozen pizzas.
Ooh.
They were talking about the fact that like throwback nostalgia, you know, in times of economic whatever, a lot of times like you'll see menus change where it's a lot of comfort foods. You know, people like are like tuck into feeling nostalgia or comfort. And obviously like frozen pizza brings us back to happier times. Being a kid, your parents threw a frozen pizza in the oven, or college, good times, after parties. So they came out with this list. They broke it all down and it's crazy because they have different categories. Okay. They have the best like thick crust pizza, the best deep dish for topping lovers, for nostalgia, like the one that's like the throwback one where if you really want to go back and taste a little something from your childhood. So it's, they tried out all these. I mean, think about how fun that would be to be part of that day where you're just trying out all these frozen pizzas.
Yes.
So
what's the top one?
So the top one for nostalgia, served hot, Tombstone original thin crust pepperoni pizza.
Absolutely. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, that was always the thing. Like, were you a Tombstone or were you a Red Baron? And that was like the idea. Or Totino's was the other one.
Totino's, yeah. I remember Totino's. Well, one, they're like cheap.
Totino's are like a buck. Like you, yeah. Like you get those and you're just like, I don't know, man. I feel like you're getting what you pay for. Like even then
you
you're
totally
like Totino's,
are.
Like, I don't know about that.
Did you ever get those pizzas that cheap when, you know, when you're younger and stuff and then go get other toppings and put them on top of them and make another pizza on top of that?
I never thought to do that until a friend of mine showed me. And I was like, how am I this dumb? Like, how am I so
know.
Human? And when I say somebody like that showed me, I'm embarrassed to admit, but I'm going to do that here.
You
that
should.
Somebody showed me like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Like up until 5 years ago, it never dawned on me that I could put additional toppings on top of a frozen pizza.
Yes.
Like, so my entire life I have lived naive to this world changing. I mean, talk
That's
about.
That's like prison pizza.
Some
you know?
Of it's so good, though.
Oh, it's no, I mean, it in a good way, it's prison pizza. You know, because
in the best way a prison pizza can be. You're like, that doesn't sound like a compliment. You're like, coming from the next James Beard panel.
It's like when you're in prison and you make foods like ramens and all this other different things, you got to add all this other garbage to it to make it. Take, you know, make it different. Each
I
meal is
that
different.
You watch all these prison shows because I was
yeah,
like,
I've never been to prison.
Time in prison.
I've never been to prison, but yeah.
When I broke so, you that piece, I just remember me and Ronnie being all yeah. up in the commissary. So deep dish delicacies.
Okay.
And this is tough for me to admit as a Chicagoan, but I will stand by this. And they were saying the authentic Motor City Pizza. Have you had those yet?
By who? By what company?
Authentic Motor City Pizza Company.
I think I seen that in the freezer.
We have them at Costco. I don't know. If
okay, then they probably have them at Sam's Club too.
I don't
then.
Know. They didn't mention that in the article.
Oh,
they were like, oh, they have
that.
Them at Costco and Target. I was like, they're not saying Walmart or Sam's Club, are they?
I have not had a frozen pizza since I met the sweet Wylene.
Oh, because, well, but they have really good gluten-free ones now.
No, they don't. They're awful. They're not, all they are is cauliflower. They're not.
They've come
good.
A long way, baby. You got to try it. You got to circle back and try it.
I did.
Come a long way.
Yeah, but we just make our own, but it's been that long because I can't cook, you know, gluten. It's a gluten-free house for the most
right.
part. So, Motor City, I need to write that down. Motor City Pizza.
Yeah,
I should just buy another oven and put it in a garage.
Yeah, just get like a toaster oven. That's what we do. I mean, some of those you can just put like the little, buy like the little single serve. I just do that in our toaster oven.
Okay.
I don't fire up a whole oven to like, you know, like we've got a 6-burner range with a full oven underneath it. Like I'm not going to be like firing that up to put in a little tiny pizza. Look at you. You're so cute right there in the middle. Burning God knows how many natural
creepy
resources.
Voice, yeah.
Which to make my one tiny little pizza where I eat like one bite and be like, I'm full.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's not true. I had
all right,
frozen
Motor
pizza
City.
Today for lunch.
Okay. What kind did you get? What kind did you
do? Well, so I got a brand that I'm not sure how much national spread it's got. It's called Home Run In Pizza. And it is a Chicago style pizza where it's got that like cornmeal butter crust.
Okay.
I don't like thick crust pizza. I like the super, super thin. Like, I'm so excited now that a lot of these pizza companies are coming out with, like, ultra-thin crust company. Like, I really like, because one of the ones that they were saying in this for best frozen pizzas, the best thick crust pizza, they're saying hands down is DiGiorno's rising crust pepperoni. They're saying it's not the same when it's the deep crust or rising crust cheese. They say the cheese, like, the pepperoni has enough salt that it, like, makes it not be too sweet. And
okay.
I have noticed that it is like DiGiorno's is rather sweet.
All right. So Home Run In Pizza is a Chicago based pizzeria known for that type of pizza.
Yes.
And they offer that frozen pizza. I was thinking I can get that here, but I don't think so.
Oh, I hope you can. I mean, they have Connie's. Like, I know that they have Connie's there in, but I'll have to check. But it's my go-to. Like, I've got like two of them in the freezer right now. We're a frozen pizza family, but I've got kids.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, it makes a big difference because, like, if you're going to order out pizza, I mean, unless you're doing Little Caesars, which we do, you know, the kids like it. I mean, I can order a Little Caesars pepperoni pizza and two orders of breadsticks, and it's like $12. And okay. I honestly, like, it's that point where you're like, my God, what is this made out of that this can only be $12?
There are so many different types of pizza, frozen pizza. It takes up almost a whole aisle.
Yeah.
In the freezer. I mean, so many toppings, ice cream. I mean, that's in, yeah, there's so many different ones. I feel like we need to sample. You know, you should do, you should get your thin crust, doctor it up a little bit, make two of them and then slam them together.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing.
Doesn't that sound good?
That does sound really good.
Yeah.
Screaming Sicilian was their one for topping lovers. That was their big one.
Okay.
And then, you know, they basically were talking about the fact that, like, it's getting more and more niche. Like, it used to be the fact, like, we would just go and see a Tombstone. Now you're going and you're like, oh, did you want a wood-fired pizza frozen? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, the most crazy pizza we used to see was California Pizza Kitchen. And now that's, like, still so pedestrian.
Absolutely.
Compared to, like, what's out there now.
Did you see Sortino's is closing down?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. No. I just drove by there.
Yeah. They're closing down May 31st. They're done.
Boo. So many memories. Pictures of Coke and tavern-style pizza.
Guess how many years they've been there.
Like 80?
No. That's a good guess, though. 60 years. 60 years.
Wow.
I know. And someone made some slag on Facebook saying, no wonder they have banker's hours. That's why they're closing down. Because they really are. We're only open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's weird.
Yeah, they never transitioned out of COVID.
Oh.
But see, these people are old. It's time for them to retire. I want to say they're in their 70s. You know, nobody probably wants to take it over. I had lunch there one time, and they have a great lunch special. I just drove by there and was like, what the heck?
If you ever do a spinoff podcast, it just has to be
fat.
It's got to be food specials. You're like, there was another one that I saw. It was amazing. It was such a good deal. It started with a soup.
Food like, specials.
Yeah, food special. Food finds. Food deals.
Yeah, 60 years, Sortino's is gone. So people, you know how it works, you know. It happens to everyone, including the big party show. You say you go, you don't go, whatever. And then all of a sudden it's gone. May 31st, they're going to be closing down. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe they'll turn into a food truck or something like that. That'd be fun.
I don't know.
I imagine all the kids that would go there after the baseball games and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'd go after soccer games.
You know,
I mean, that was the whole thing. And it could feed a crowd. I mean, you know, I just have memories of that, like being just with an absolute gaggle of kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the adults are just happy to be someplace where there was a television and the kids could run around and they didn't have to think about it.
Yeah. I don't think they've updated anything in there. They have the, you know, big giant TVs.
Uh-huh.
They have the little game room area.
Yep.
Great food specials.
You're like, the food specials are fantastic.
And the weird thing about it is that there's not a single window.
No, it's pitch black in there. It could be black. It reminds me of a casino.
Yeah.
Because it's funny that you say that because black. I always remember it being nighttime. And I'm like, I don't know if it always was nighttime. It just was always dark in there.
Oh, it felt like nighttime. Yeah.
No, just with you saying that now, I'm like, huh. All of the memories of going there at night, but I can't imagine that we went there all the time at night. So
yeah, because whenever I drive by there, it's lunchtime that I would notice. I've never been before, you know, I mean, it was lunchtime. And then there was just a massive amount of people rolling into there. Right. So that's when I followed the leader. Follow the leader.
Well, quick plug for a local place that has great frozen pizza is Tasty Pizza there in Omaha.
Here in Omaha?
Yeah.
Okay.
My buddy Nikki, the last couple of times I've hung out with her, she's surprised me and been like, hey, She's got a couple tasty pizzas hanging out in the freezer. I was like, girl, fire that oven up. And then that was the whole thing, is that I started talking to my sister, Anne.
Really?
She's like, oh yeah, tasty pizza is amazing. And
tasty
like they
pizza.
And it's like they've got like small ones and large ones, and they come frozen, and you just throw them in to, you know, your freezer, like you can stack them.
Okay. Because
they're kind of like, they're homemade. So like they're kind of funky shaped. Like they're not the perfect circle. Like they're kind of like you pulled them and did whatever. I just love the hamburger, wasn't always a good one. And then they had like this mild Italian sausage. But I'm just saying, that tasty pizza, it's over there on like 60th, just south or just south of Pacific.
Okay. I'll have to check out. Is it a restaurant then, or a store?
There is. No, it is a restaurant. Like it's a storefront, but then like you can also get it to go. They have frozen pizzas. So then they, you know, like you can keep them frozen until you're ready to eat them. But yeah, Tasty Pizza, T-A-S-T-Y, pizza.
Tasty. That's their jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty Pizza, T-A-S-T-Y,
pizza. God. You're welcome for that free jingle. Feel free. There you know you what? Go. Tasty Wood Pizza wants to sponsor the show.
Oh, we'll take you. I'll eat it during the show. I will eat it every day during the show.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to have to give it a shot then for sure. All right, so real quick, Minecraft.
Oh, buddy.
Did you go? You went and took the boy and girl, right? To, to Minecraft, the movie? How was it?
It was good. An unbelievable. I haven't been in a movie theater that interactive since the Marvel movies.
Okay, that explains it. All right, so Gracie, play V1 for me, please. I have questions. They called the cops on some kids. So you know what a lot of some theaters are starting to do? They're not allowing kids to go without their adult, without an adult or their, you know, their mom and dad or whatever the case is. Because of Chicken Jockey. What is Chicken Jockey? I don't watch Minecraft, play Minecraft for nothing. What is that?
It's a hot meme that the kids are going crazy for, and they've been waiting to see this in the theater. And so the minute it hits the screen, they just lose their minds. Like even my kids were like, Chicken Jockey. Peter's like, where are we right now? What is happening? It's like, am I missing something? I was like, babe, you're missing so much. Like, there's so much that like, you don't even, I mean, do you even know what Minecraft is? I really love that you came here and we're doing this family thing, but like, do you even know that this is a game?
Yeah.
So it's crazy that you show that. A couple different things. So we went on Sunday as a family.
Okay.
My husband, Peter, was the last minute addition to this. And the kids were like really surprised. They're like, dad's coming? It's like, dad's coming. So we go to the theater and it is nothing but like gaggles of children. I mean, and some are like groups of 15 kids with maybe one adult, that kind of thing. So at one point before the movie even starts, security comes down and talks to these teenage boys that are like in the row ahead of us. And they're like,
okay,
you won't settle down. We will ask you to leave. And I don't know what happened.
Me?
No.
Wow.
And I was like,
okay,
the movie hadn't even started yet. And I was like, what the heck is happening? And then the movie happens and everybody's raucous. Like everybody's yelling at the screen. Everyone's going crazy. And then after the movie, this kid jumped up from that group and he's like, I say chicken, you say jockey, chicken, jockey, chicken, jockey. I say mine, you say craft, mine, craft, mine, craft. Like this call and response.
Uh-huh.
And it's the whole theater. Like seriously, Peter, who's just like 1950s dad, is like, what in the heck is going on with these youths? Don't even understand a thing that they're talking about. Chicken jockeys.
I saw that and I knew that you had gone and I was like thrown away by that whole deal. Arresting, well, I guess they didn't arrest the kids, but they called the cops or security.
They walked them out.
To act and walked them out. I'm not sure where that was, but wow, that's
crazy.
On
Sunday night, I put that on my Instagram on Sunday night, chicken jockey.
Oh, that. Chicken jockey?
Uh-huh.
Chicken jockey. I don't even know what a chicken jockey is. What is a chicken jockey?
It was like a little zombie kid that was riding the back of one of the chickens. And so he's jockeying. He's like, instead of a racehorse, it's a chicken.
Okay.
Jackie.
Oh yeah, normal stuff right there.
Totally normal stuff.
Yeah.
And then we get out of the theater just one last little bit, and Peter knows that I have like a huge crush on Jason Momoa, and he's like, "Well, I mean, he."
That's why he went.
He's like, he didn't look great in that movie, like that hair. And he seems a little, I was like, really? You're going to run down Jason Momoa? Like, for real? Are we really having this conversation? He's like, I'm just saying.
He doesn't. I like Jason Momoa too.
His hair looks stupid. It's like he was supposed to.
So dumb. So dumb. And you're losing your husband this weekend because the Masters started.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's going to be a done deal for you this weekend. Widow. So, all right, I'm going to take you to the Fun Factory.
It's Friday.
Fun Factory. All right, so if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, this may not carry over to that as clearly. We'll do our best, but you should also go to the Herd at One Network YouTube. And you can watch, and I can post some of these videos as well on Facebook. I just don't do a lot of the posting on the Facebook page, the Big Party Show page, because some people get offended easy.
Okay.
And then they let me know to do better. And I don't like people telling me to do better.
Like, so there's nothing. This is as good as I can do. Be better.
All right. So are you ready? Let's see. It's your favorite lady. She's back with her Dear Diary. Go ahead and play V2, 2V for me.
Dear Diary. Today, when I went shopping at the Sprout, I went in the produce section when this man, him coming up to me and him telling me, hey, night's cam and toe. But I'm not knowing what him could be meaning, night's cam and toe, because if you can be seeing me, I'm wearing croc with a sock. You cannot be even seeing my toe. So if you guys want to be telling me in the comment what him meaning, night cam and toe, please tell me. But for now, I'm going to have to laugh.
That is very upsetting. I know that that's a prosthetic.
People are loving her. They're like, who is this lady? I'm like, I watch all of her stuff. It just keeps popping up. There's nothing I can do about it. Some of the stuff is so raw that.
You can't more than that.
More than that. All right. Here's this one for you too as well, Molly. It says 3V. Play this one for us.
I got off work. I am about to treat myself and get my nails done.
Oh, go to the dentist. For the love of God, save the nail money and go to the dentist.
Yes.
Do you just have like this like mean stream?
Like, that's you just not go mean. I wasn't being mean. I'm just.
No,
I'm just
you're
sharing.
Not being mean. You're just sharing people like where it's like. Where to find mean videos. You're like, perfect. All in one spot. I didn't have to search around. It was just right there.
All right. Now we want to do 4V. Do you know your neighbor?
So I learned something today. You never really know who people are. There's this dentist that just got busted for drug dealing, lives down the road from me. I've been going to this guy for 12 years, and never would I have guessed that dude was a dentist.
You're like, my God, that guy has a dental license? No way. He's just my drug dealer.
Yeah. And the last one for you, Molly and Gracie. It's how to scare off a bear. Do you guys even know how to scare off bears?
Don't you supposed to make yourself look big?
Yeah, big, and you're supposed to scream. Go ahead and play 5V for me. Someone had an accident.
Yeah, I would too. Bears coming at you, you're like, this is my last, these are my last moments on this planet.
Yeah, don't wear white pants when dealing with bears. We'll just put it that way until you watch that, okay?
Feel free to throw in any fun, inspirational cat videos moving forward. If I can make a request every once in a while.
Okay. I see him every now and then.
Sometimes I send them to you.
Yes, you do. I don't really get to them right away. Or apparently, ever. I'm only into certain videos. All right, bpscrasher@gmail.com. If you want to leave us, drop us a note or anything like that. You can text us at 402-915-0962. Don't forget that you can also listen on your Alexa. All you got to do is tell your Alexa to play the Big Party Show podcast. Then it'll do it. Like today, it picked up from the other one, like last week, and then I just said, Alexa, play the Big Party Show podcast, new one, or something like that. And then it played the current one. And then, just share this to let everybody know that we're around, and we appreciate all your support and your love. And, the weekend is upon us.
The more people that you can tell, the better. I mean, like, that's the biggest thing is spreading the word. I've talked to a couple friends where they, have been, they've been at parties, and they, people are like, oh, hey, what are Molly and Party up to? And then they tell them, and they're like, oh, I didn't know. You'd be surprised, how it's just word of mouth can really get things, going. So please, by all means, if you're listening and you're enjoying, tell your friends, be like, dude, just listen to it. Trust me.
For sure. For sure. I mean, and plus, we're sending everything out on Facebook, social medias and stuff like that. That doesn't get to everybody.
No.
It really doesn't. Someone just messaged not long ago. So I think it was this week and said, oh my God, I turned on the radio and you guys weren't there. I couldn't take it. And then I found out that you guys were here on the podcast.
Yes.
And she's going to be listening to that. And then I was at Wylene's work. The sweet Wylene, she's at Omaha Steaks. I was talking to a woman that, sorry if I forget her name, but I said that she said she missed us. Aww. I said, well, you can get us on podcast. And she goes, well, I'm just in my own ways. I don't know how to get the podcast. We showed her how to do the podcast.
Yeah, simple.
That's all you got to do is show one person how to do the podcast, and it just gives you more options out there. It's 100% raw, unfiltered entertainment. I say entertainment, you say content.
Well, I just mean in the sense of it is entertaining content, I mean, but that is, it's a different, people I think have this belief that podcasts cost something and they don't.
Sure.
They're completely free. Just like if you turned on the radio, only you can just turn this on your phone, turn this on your computer, on your Alexa, and boom, we're right there.
All right. We're going to roll out of here though. Get the weekend started. Going to find me a Viking horn mug.
I can't wait to see you drinking tequila out of that next.
Oh God, I hear you. All right, we'll see you Monday, bright and early. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy the Masters and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.